Bowder has been leasing the land from the city, and under the terms of that lease, he's agreed to provide low-cost services to patients. The lease also gave him the option to buy. The city is letting him buy the land for about $67,000 with 5% interest. A decision on the deal was supposed to happen at the last assembly meeting, but was delayed until last night after veterinarian Dave Hunt told the assembly that the deal presented unfair competition to his business, the Sitka Animal Hospital. Last night, Hunt's remarks were more succinct.
If you pass Ordinance 1011 today, I will ask the assembly and city of Sitka for better terms on my lease at the Sitka Animal Shelter.
Fosberg says the building under construction on the land is 2 months away from completion, and Bowder has agreed to continue providing low-cost services. Three people testified in favor of the deal, saying Bowder's low-cost services to pet owners have made an important impact on the community and should be rewarded. Assemblymember Cheryl Westover says she can remember paying Bowder in lettuce leaves, but that she was concerned about the precedent of the city financing deals. But Mayor Scott McAdams said people like Bowder, who provide important services for low or no cost, should be recognized and helped in that endeavor.
This is somebody who, for 37 years, has availed himself to this town in a professional way. And I think that to leave that out of the discourse wouldn't bring the full weight of the issue to bear.
The assembly voted 6-1 in favor of the deal, with Westover opposing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.